subscribe to our weekly newsletter so you'll always know when our latest episodes are up. For the complete 3PLT experience, please visit our DigiBro at 3peoplelikethis.com.
My play is based basically on letters from veterans, and I try to describe people what the incredible commitment and sacrifice veterans and their family members have made.
Thank you. You know what? I was gonna get here, but it's too powerful. The name of your play is The American Soldier. Called The American Soldier.
Based on letters from veterans and their families written from the revolution all the way through current day Afghanistan.
Wow. So it takes the experience of the American soldier from the Civil War to now.
So you'll appreciate this because being from Italian descent. So I try to tell people it's a mosaic of what America, what the American soldier is.
I love this, man.
It's
I love it.
It's, you know, it's basically when you think of the American soldier, it's about a bunch of immigrants. You know, immigrants have always been the grunts who have fought in the country from late 1800s, early 1900s, when there's a lot of anti-Semitism, and they all went to fight in the First World War because they wanted to prove how American they were, to the Italians and Irish, and fighting in the Second World War, to the Mexican Americans now who are fighting in the current conflicts. And what we forget is that the immigrants have built and fought for this country. It's really a mosaic, and I play all these different characters. I play like a guy from Brooklyn, I could play a guy from a Hispanic guy with one arm, I play a guy from Boston, I play a guy, I play a woman, I play a child, I play a classic Civil War guy who wrote a beautiful letter, but I try to give this really homage of what war really is and what sacrifice is.
I want to set the stage of who you are, because this isn't, I mean, it's pretty impressive. Your career thus far is really, really going well, and it's impressive to me because I'm in and out of the business, and I know how difficult it is to stick with it, to go on a on auditions and stick with this thing. It's difficult sometimes. So you go to college. You meet.
I was in class, in English class, and I remember this guy's name is Marcus Wiley. Really amazing actor, and he was really charming. And he goes, "I'm going to audition for the school play today." And I said, "Oh, yeah?" He said, "Can anybody audition?" And he says, "Is it open?" He goes, "Yeah, it's open." So I went and auditioned. Long story short, I was an alligator. I'll never forget. And then the lady, I got cast, and she said, "You're pretty good. You know, would you like to do another children's play?" And I said, "Yes." I did two children's plays. She goes, "You know,
that's pretty cool."
Yeah.
So it's natural. It's a natural progression.
Yeah. No. So it was really natural. And so
you're a freak. You don't have the fight or flight thing going on.
No. I think as an actor, I think you have to not have that.
Yeah. I hear myself saying it so many times that I get sick of it, but it is what it is, man. The fight or flight thing. If you don't have it, you're a freak. That's part of being a good actor.
From this play, The American Soldier, I was commissioned by the Library of Congress to create another play, and it was based off a specific soldier's diary from World War One. Wow. And he was part of the Lost Battalion.
That's fantastic.
So I basically read his diary. In 6 months, I read his diary, wrote a play based off of it, rehearsed it, crafted it.
Thank you for joining us. To stay up to date on all things 3PLT, please subscribe to our weekly newsletter so you'll always know when our latest episodes are up. For the complete 3PLT experience, please visit our DigiBro at 3peoplelikethis.com, powered by freedomsdesign.com. For all your online business digital solutions, creating marketing assets.